This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Some of you missed the first 11 minutes of the last hour. We will post that up on the website. You'll get to hear it. You should hear it. We had somebody who claimed to be a police officer, I don't believe it was, get really irate and couldn't hold himself together. And I believe they did it to try to make it look like cops are out of control. Well, I grew up around a lot of cops. I had an uncle that was a cop for 30 years. Actually helped found the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. He was not a zero-to-crazy guy. Most of the cops I know are not. Do not go from zero to crazy. Matter of fact, let me just say, you're all pretty lucky. I'm not a cop. Okay? And some of you know what I mean by that. I mean, it really, the way people treat the police officers, especially when they're doing something wrong. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, listen, two things. You can still get my book on Amazon, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I hope to come out with another segment to that here shortly. But it lays out some of the stuff that they've been doing for years. Back when Barack Obama was president, nothing has changed. The only difference is they've gotten more brazen about it. They're up front and in your face about it. You heard the BLM. There was a BLM spokesperson on, I don't know what it was, CNN or whatever it was today. And black woman, right? So it all looked right. I mean, here she is and she's talking about black. But not once did she say she wanted to raise the black people out of poverty, give them a better chance of life? None of the things they complain that they don't have a shot at. What she said that her only goal, or what their goal was, really simple. Their goal was to take down the president. And they don't want to wait. You know why? Because they can't win. They don't want to wait till November. They want him to resign now. That's their goal. Their goal is to get him to resign now. Think about that. Right? Why? What are they afraid of? You know, think about something. You've heard black people all over the interweb talking about how this is the first president that really came up with some prison reform that allowed, I don't know, what was it, 700 and some odd black people to be released from prison? I don't know what the numbers are. I have to go look for the number. Well over 700. You've got people running for office now that were Democrats all their lives. They're black people, now they're Republicans. Now, I'm not looking for them to join the Republican Party, but I am looking for them to really see the Democrat Party for what it is. And as I said to you earlier, which makes perfect sense to me when you really think about it, you want to celebrate Juneteenth? Yay and amen. You can celebrate Juneteenth all day long. Make it a national holiday. But make sure you have the truth behind it. Make sure they don't rewrite history. Let's make sure that America, black America especially, knows that the Democrats were the ones that owned slaves. The Democrats were the ones that wanted to keep slavery. And it was the Republicans that stepped up to free them. Let's make sure they know that. Don't let the Dems get away with lying about this stuff. We always do. It was all ass. No big deal. They'll eventually figure. No! No. Everything is a big deal now. Everything you cannot. You know, remember years ago there was a saying, you give an inch, they take a mile. This is exactly what you're seeing today. Right? You let them riot a little bit in the streets. You let them burn some cars down to get it out of their system, and that's it. It's over. Right? I mean, seriously. So what do we have now? It's not just them smashing a few windows. It's not just them protesting in the streets or lying down in the street to stop traffic. No, now they're walking around with guns in cities where you're not supposed to have guns. Nobody's stopping them. In Atlanta, you've got armed protesters that take over the Atlanta Wendy's parking lot where Rashard Brooks was killed. Right, you can see the pictures of them out there. We're the police. If I was them, I wouldn't show up. I mean, short of somebody, well, what are the guidelines? If somebody actually has to point a gun at the cop and say, I'm going to pull the trigger down, that's when they can act? The lunatics that are running Seattle, the Democrat lunatics running Seattle, took away every other weapon, if you would, or deterrent from the police department. So now all they have is guns and billy clubs or whatever they're called, batons. And they can't use excessive force. I mean, this is nuts. These people are not, these elected officials, they need to do a ride along for 1 week. One time I said 48 hours, bullpuckies, do it for a week. Let's see you hold yourself together for a week. All right? Our protesters stood guard on Tuesday at the Atlanta Era Wendy's, the site where Rashard Brooks, a black man, shot twice in the back by an Atlanta police officer. Earlier in the day, the group of people had taken over the burned-out property, you know, because that's what you do. To show that you're, you know, wanting to work things out, wanting to make things happen, you burn down the restaurant of the parking lot where the guy was shot. Tom is your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
I guess I can yell as well, loud as I want if I don't hit the switch. Joe Messina, your host. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're talking about the lawlessness of the left. And I say that, you know, some of you, you know, okay, stop with the politics. No, this isn't political. This is real. Look at where the lawlessness is taking place and nobody's doing anything about it. I hope now that every police union, fire union in the country looks at this and says, they don't care about us. They don't. They don't care about you. The Democrats don't care about you, police officers. Why should they? Your union will push and vote for them no matter what. right? I mean, they can't. I believe this because I believe you guys, most of you guys, are people of integrity. And they can't guarantee the vote, but they're going to push you guys big time to vote for them, right? And the more and more and more you see what's coming down right now, and the lawlessness, it isn't going to stop anytime soon. Right? Seattle says they're going to move to dismantle the CHOP zone. However, they're not going to force them out. How's that going to work? What are they going to do? They're going to have a big bowl of Starburst and go, come on, follow me. Come on, let's go. How are they going to get them out there without some kind of force? You see what I mean? This is getting worse and worse. Some of you guys know, I touched on it the other night. I'm not going to beat up the story today, but Gavin McGinnis. I mean, YouTube canned his channel. Now, he's got years and years and years. Hopefully, he's got him backed up. We screwed up. We didn't back up our stuff. And now I am. But seriously. You know, again, with the violence that's going on. So in Los Angeles, they're talking about pulling, well, originally it was $250 million from the police fund. Right? Now, they brought that down to 150 because they got so much pushback. So they brought that down to $150 million. And now we find, you ready for this? Come on, you'll enjoy this. As a matter of fact, none of my listeners will be surprised by this. So now we find that of the $150 million that they said they were going to cut, and they were going to bring over, they were going to use it to send, counselors on some of these police calls, you know, because they know better than the cops. Right? I mean, think about it. We found out that they put $133 million of the $150 into the general fund. Why? So they don't have to do layoffs. How do you like that? So I guess maybe the money's not going to the, you know, I don't know, the social workers. Maybe the money, you know, is not going to go anywhere. And then when it goes sideways and they still have trouble, they're going to ask for more money. They're going to ask to raise taxes. The city of Los Angeles, in and of itself, tries to raise taxes on a regular basis. And they think it's okay. You know, they got beat in the last election bad when it came to education. You know, they have all these illegals voting, and apparently even the illegals have caught on to this. They won't see any of the help. They won't see any of the money. So they were trying to collect more money for schools. At least they said it was for education. Notice how I said that. They said it was for education. Don't buy any of it. But the $133 million that they're diverting, it's going to be used to limit municipal employee furloughs. And this isn't coming from a right-wing site. This is coming from an LA TV station who's very much on their side on everything. So the Los Angeles City Council's Budget and Finance Committee agreed Monday. They voted on this. Not a joke. The Finance Committee agreed Monday to cut $133 million from the police department's budget. Now, think about this. They haven't really had time to sit down and go through it and decide where the money's going to come from or what departments they're going to take down, or not just the police department. I mean, where's the money from within the police department going to come from? What are they cutting? Right? They're going to use it, their words, in part, to make sure that the furloughs aren't deep. The committee was originally set up to consider $150 million in police cuts, but they reduced that number by about $17 million to fund costs related to technology improvements and maintain the Los Angeles Police Department civilian employee If approved by the full council, the money cut from the LAPD budget would be used to replenish the city's general fund. Now, on top of this insult, Garcetti said that the LAPD officers who work, and I'm giggling because you guys have supported them for so long. I don't understand it. I've never understood it. So, they told them that they're not going to get their overtime pay. That the pay that they've ramped up or reserved or whatever, or that they're holding back on, they're not going to get it. They don't have it. So now this money will replenish the city's general fund. And it's going to prevent citywide furloughs due to the shortfalls caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. So they're going to take it from the police department. They're not going to use it to protect those areas they said they were going to use it for. And then they're going to put it in the general fund. This is exactly what Democrats do all the time. We see it in California on a regular basis. Right? Then they're going to use it to keep furloughs of regular workers. It'll do nothing for the people in the streets. Absolutely nothing. It's like what's his name? Governor Newsom. Or Nuisance, as we lovingly refer to him as. Governor Newsom is sitting there, and he robs back in, what was it, guys, November or something like that? He robs the Treasury of $15 billion. These were transportation taxes that were supposed to be used to rebuild, fix roads. He diverted them for abortions and other things on campus. And now he's instituted a second gas tax because he's run out of money. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump makes a visit to a border state to highlight the progress of a campaign promise. USA's Tim Berg with the details.
President Trump is happy about the ongoing construction of his massive border wall.
So we have a very heavy concrete inside the steel, and inside the concrete we have rebar. So you have everything you can have.
The president in Arizona to mark more than 200 miles of construction of the wall. During an earlier event in Yuma, the president said around 500 miles of the wall should be finished by the end of the year.
Federal officials say no crime was committed when a noose was found in the garage assigned to Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's only black full-time driver, for last weekend's race in Alabama. They say the noose had been in the garage as early as October of 2019. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow up 131 points, the NASDAQ up 75. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time you spent with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean that. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. There's so much, I mean, there's so much news going on. So much I'd love to catch up on. You know, and some of you, don't you dare take this the wrong way. Because I'm, you know, again, not well-versed in the English language. I screw it up all the time. But there's some things that just blow my mind. Here's a billionaire. Right? I mean, he's got a boatload of money. And I think some of you guys heard this story. I don't know for sure whether you did or not. I'm guessing. Because we all love the news. But Liz Hurley pays tribute to her millionaire ex, Steve Bing. He's an absent father of her son, Damien, after he jumped to his death from his 27th floor L.A. apartment. Now, he was depressed, or fighting depression, because he had no connections with anybody. And he had been fighting, you know, against paternity. I mean, there were so many things going on in his life. And I can't imagine somebody getting, and again, if you've had somebody die in your family over this, just understand, I'm talking from ignorance, so cut me some slack. I cannot understand how somebody gets to that, such a dark point, such a dark place, where the only way out is to kill yourself. Seriously. And especially when you're in a situation where you can't touch other people, you can't be with other people, you can't converse with other people. And this guy apparently had been battling depression for a long time. And, you know, this is where you tell the government to go take a flying leap. And you go be with your loved ones, you reach out to your loved ones. Somebody knew that he was having problems. But, you know, and it comes back to my conversations I have with some of you on a regular basis. You have less of a chance. When you don't have God, when you don't have Christ in your life, when you don't have, for lack of a better way of putting it, a higher power in your life, and it's all about you, I can see how easy it is to get depressed there. Really, seriously. But these people keep telling us how great they are. They got all this money. They got all this fame. He lives on the 27th floor of a Los Angeles apartment building. Can you? I mean, that was not a cheap rent or a cheap purchase. He was a movie financier. I don't know this guy from Adam. I don't know anything about him. All right? So, again, I don't, you know, these people in Hollywood that keep telling us how to live our lives, what's right for us, how to be happy, they don't have it together. Most of them are crazy and nasty and mad. It just doesn't make any sense. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So we're clear, okay? I'm not making fun of people with depression. Right? Like I said, I don't understand some of this. I do understand people who have emptiness. When you are the biggest thing in your life, that's a problem. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I just made a comment on the website chat room about, you know, we are soon getting to the point where we're going to be leaving Facebook, Twitter, and the restroom because I'm tired of fighting these people. Got a whole new media plan that we're coming up with that we're putting together. Because you need to. They're not going to. We're in an election fight. They're not going to allow you in this election fight. They're not going to allow you to get the message out, to get the real information out. Facebook has a video up, or not a video, a picture up of a guy that looks like he's in a Black Panther suit, right? Slashing the neck of a cop as if he was an ISIS fighter or an ISIS coward, whatever you want to use. And this was posted on the Black Panther Party in their Mississippi Facebook page. Facebook says it doesn't violate any of their code. If somebody was, if you had somebody that was slashing the throat of Michelle or Barack Obama, they'd pull it down in a heartbeat, wouldn't they? Right? I mean, somebody posted a picture on my Facebook page a long time ago of Hillary Clinton being led to the gallows. Right? I didn't even do it. Somebody else did it. We pulled it down as soon as we saw it. And I got all kinds of flack for that. And they almost pulled my page for that one. We took it down ourselves quick enough. But this is okay. This is fine. This cop's got his hands tied behind his back. This is the guy, you know, it's like today I saw a clip of the CNN, I think it was a CNN news group, a news team. And they scream, they're in that area where there's a lot of violence going along. Stupid for being there to begin with. I don't know why the press thinks that they have a right to be every place all the time and somebody's going to risk their life to save their sorry little butts. But when somebody came running at them, ready to take them out, if you would, and then some bystanders jumped in and knocked the assailant out, knocked him out of the way, what does the news team say? And it's caught on video? Where's the cops when you need them? Well, you don't like the cops. You're constantly putting them down. If you're putting them down all the time as being bad and dangerous in a whole nine yards, and then you expect them to come, this is the loony liberal logic. They really believe that they're entitled to this. And then more of this dementia on the left. As the Chicago crime rate skyrockets, and we're seeing that in New York, we're seeing that in Chicago, you're seeing it in Seattle, but it's got absolutely nothing to do with the with the protesters, right? Just amazing. As the crime rate in Chicago skyrockets, students at one Windy City University are demanding fewer police officers. Well, because they'll call a social justice warrior to come help them when they get in trouble. Students from the DePaul Socialist and Students Against Incarceration, they co-hosted the event to fund the police to vest DePaul. The event was held to protest the university's relationship with the Chicago Police Department. One student described the perceived need to divest, saying it's not necessarily black lives on face value, but the black struggle is inherently intertwined with other struggles. It's so interconnected that we just can't reform it. We have to get rid of it. The group demands mirroring similar calls that have broken out across the country. At Chicago, the police department, they released a report showing a drastic violent crime increase. Listen, I know this is bad and it sounds terrible, but why don't we let them bring on their own demise? If they don't want a police department there, okay, fine. Let's put a wall around them, just like do the other places. And when you call the police, you say, I'm sorry, you're in our no-go zone. You don't want us there. Have a nice day. Call the fire department, same thing. Because the fire department shouldn't go in anywhere where they don't have any kind of protection. Right?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong? Let them bring on their own demise. Let Seattle crush under its own weight, under its own idiocy. Let New York do the same thing. You voters keep voting these people in. Why do we have to come in and rescue you and then let you do more of the same? That's insanity. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, because I want you part of the conversation. If you're part of the if you're part of the conversation, then you're part of the solution, usually. Really? All right, some of the crazy news going on. Let's see if I can hit somebody's randomly, right? Because there's a lot of random stuff happening here. All right. Oh, Michelle Obama. She's being pushed to be Joe Biden's VP. We'd have another Biden-Obama ticket, right? Well, really, technically, I guess it would be Biden-Obama. In reality, it would be Obama-Biden. Let's just be honest about it, right? So if you're ready for a first woman president, I don't think Joe's going to make it all the way through. I think he'll resign before he's done if he ever made it to president. I hope. And look at, just take the Democrat-Republican out of it for a second. I hope he doesn't make it. He's not, health-wise, he's not there for this. Vice President Michelle Obama, well, it's got a nice ring to it, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. But it's one of the steps closer to becoming reality with a new push by the left-wing activists to get her into the race, to get Joe to ask her to be his VP. She checks two of the boxes that progressives have. She's black, and she's a female. And that's all you really need for them to love you. Doesn't matter where you have the ability. That is not part of the issue. But she's also both straight and cisgender, which leaves the third box unchecked. Well, you know. All right, we'll just move on. Qualifications, you ask, who cares? She checks the boxes, and when your entire platform is based on we need a black woman, well, then she fits the mold, doesn't she? The committee that drafts Michelle Obama filed with the Federal Election Committee last month. On Monday, the Chicago Defender printed a news release from the group. Joe Biden has said he would choose Michelle Obama as his running mate in a heartbeat. The aim of this campaign is to build enough grassroots support to actually make that happen. God, I hope not. And not because I'm afraid that she's going to win, or he would win, or whatever. I don't think that's going to help. Right? I mean, this is the same woman. It means nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and it never gets better in these cities. Ever, ever, ever. You know that already. You know, we're talking about the armed protesters in Atlanta. Why should the cops come out and take their lives into their hands to protect others so that the city council can come after them and put them in jail? I mean, can you imagine in a city where you're not allowed to walk around with guns, you show up and there's a guy with a gun? And he's telling you can't pull in his parking lot? And you call the police, you call 911? Sorry, we don't have anybody that will go out there. All right, last but not least, my favorite one. Jimmy Kimmel, or Jimmy the Kimmel. You know, the backlash. He does these interviews. He's made fun of women. For how long? Forever. He's made fun of women. And no heat on him. He's done the blackface thing. No heat on him. And now, a video surfaces with him using the N-word. But it's okay. In Jimmy's mind, anyway. It's okay. Why? Well, because he was kind of making fun of another comedian who used that word, and it was a Snoop Dogg song, so it made... We've been told it's never okay. It is never okay for a white person to use that. But this is the... Well, you can't even call it a standard, because they don't have any standards. Which one of these was a standard, right? So you got Jimmy Kimmel, who gets to use the N-word. He gets to make fun of women. He had that... Like, I don't even know what you call it. Almost like a degrading women's show. And he's gotten away with that. Everybody's giving him a pass. It's okay. Right? And some of the stuff that they did with each other on that show, and they're upset about a President Trump who talked about grabbing woman parts. They're not upset with Billy Bob Clinton because he actually did it. I guess that's the trick. You actually have to do it. They're giving Joe Biden a pass. I mean, and look at all the Me Too movement stuff. What happened to that? Where did it go? What's up with it? So this is why I keep telling you, there's no standard here with that party. There's no real clear direction as to what they're trying to do or want to do. You've got another L.A. County, not L.A., I'm sorry, L.A. City Councilman, Jose Huizar. He's been arrested for pay-to-play corruption. Democrat. Are you hearing that? Are you seeing that in mainstream media anywhere? No. They have no respect for this. And as I was telling you before the break, here you have the city of Chicago. The cops are demoralized. They've got crazy shootings over the weekends. The colleges want to defund the police, want them off the campus. And yet, I don't even know where to go with this. Because you think I'm mean and terrible and nasty. I keep saying, let them eat themselves. Let the outside close in on them. Look at what's happening. Look, you want to see what would happen? Go look at Seattle. I don't even know if they call it, what do they call it, Chopperstan, Chazistan, whatever you want to call it. And people being shot and dying there. Lawlessness, rape, theft. That's what it would be like. New York, Chicago. Let the Dems have control. I'm telling you, it won't last long. They'll be begging for help. But, well, maybe not. Maybe the pride will blow it up. Let's see, what do we got going on here? Okay, let's bring David on from San Francisco. He wants to talk about the vice president choice. David, first of all, I haven't heard from you for a while, so I'm glad to see you still around. Called the show. And so, yes, who's he going to choose?
Here in San Francisco, we're doing just fine. We haven't reached 50 yet in death count. You know, this thing's been going on since February, and San Francisco's not up to 50 yet. So we shut down. We stopped listening to big money saying get back to work, and we're not. There's so few people dead out here, it's amazing.
Okay.
I think Marin County is only 18 people. You know, that's just due north of us. So,
right.
You know,
pretty
I...
Pretty sparse, though.
Yeah.
So listen, let me ask you, you called about the vice president. I want you to tell me, from a vice president standpoint, I'm dying to know, who's he going to pick?
Well, I'm a Green Party person, right? And so I'm looking for honest people in my government. You know, we the people own the government. These guys are not supposed to be playing games with our property. And so I want honest people in there who are going to appoint honest people for the various agencies. So I would take, you know, my ideal would either be Ralph Nader or Jim Hightower, who both have Rolodexes of honest people, just honest people beyond belief, you know, that could handle the clean water, that could handle the pollution, that could handle the health care, that could handle our property. And so it's I'd want a Jim Hightower, Ralph Nader caretaker government.
Okay, so you're not. What's your thoughts on Joe Biden, real quick?
Well, you know, I haven't got a lot of faith in him. If you know anything about Delaware and you know about corporations.
David, you got to call earlier next time. We're up against the clock. Joe Messina, your host. David, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.